Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. After heavy snow fell overnight across the listening area today, that snow will continue mainly after 5 p.m., cloudy with a high near 33, total daytime snow accumulation of less than 1 inch possible. Tonight, snow mainly before 5 a.m., a low around 24, new snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible. And on Friday, snow, mainly after 9 a.m., high near 29. Chance of precipitation is 80% and new snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible. And in the news, the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board approved a scope statement Wednesday that would allow the state to regulate harmful chemicals known as PFAS under Wisconsin's groundwater law. The board voted unanimously to regulate the chemical's presence in groundwater 10 months after it had failed to reach agreement on the issue. In February, the board voted to regulate the chemicals in the state's drinking and surface water, but couldn't find a consensus on groundwater standards, with some board members raising concerns about the cost to paper mills and other industries. PFAS, known as forever chemicals, are a family of cancer-causing man-made compounds commonly found in household goods such as nonstick pans as well as certain types of firefighting foams. That, according to a Wisconsin Examiner report, communities across Wisconsin, including Madison, Marinette, La Crosse, and Wausau, have found PFAS in their water supplies. Clean drinking water activists celebrated Wednesday's vote, saying it will protect people's health. Wisconsinites have a right to safe water. Today, the NRB chose to put their interest over the interest of industry and PFAS polluters, Midwest Environmental Advocates staff attorney Rob Lee said in a statement. The advocate's website continues, quote, "Although manufacturers have agreed to phase out the production of PFAS, they persist in groundwater resources throughout the state and continue to pose a public health risk through drinking water. PFOA and PFOS and related substances are linked to severe health conditions such as kidney and testicular cancer, ulcerative colitis, thyroid disease, pregnancy-induced hypertension, decreased antibody response to vaccines, and decreased fertility. We urge DNR to continue the rulemaking process without delay. Much of the groundwork has already been laid, so DNR should be able to move forward much more quickly than the last time," said MEA Executive Director Tony Wilken-Gibart. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.